Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, hello, I am here. Sorry, a little bit late today. I just suddenly realised I hadn't downloaded two of the pictures for the next month's competition. But welcome, Merry New Year. I hope you had a great rest over Christmas and over New Year. Hope you actually managed to go out somewhere. Hope you haven't been suffering with any colds or COVIDing, and hope that you managed to get a good family get together over the Christmas period. So welcome back. It's 2022. That sounds very space age, doesn't it? I know I've got a lot of ideas and plans and goals for 2022. So I hope that you will share those with me in the comments below. I'd be really keen to know what you guys have planned for this year. Always makes me really excited. And this is the monthly competition from Wild Ginger Running. So I'll just explain for anybody who's new here to the channel. The competition is for patrons who are all automatically entered into the competition. And every month I draw several names out of the hat. We've got like anything from 4 to 6 or 7 prizes every month, and it always totals £400 or more. So you're really likely to win a prize because there's only about 130 patrons. So everybody is in with a chance of winning. You'll automatically get entered. So to become a patron on this channel, go to www.patreon.com/wildgingerrunning. Loads of other perks on there, like discounts and things, and oh, you can get this buff if you subscribe at a certain level for a certain length of time. And then there's also this t-shirt that you can get at a certain level after a certain length of time. You can also buy these from my shop. Well, you can't buy this exact one, but you can buy this one. I think I've only got 2 left of these, so I'm gonna have to order some more, and I think I might order some pink ones, like bright hot pink. I think we'll all look really buff in these. Cool. And I've got a book as well. So yeah, buy the book, be the best you can be in 2022 and all that jazz. Got loads of training plans in it, which is really cool. In here, like anything from 10K to, oh, maybe it even starts at 5K. Yeah, I think it starts at 5K. You're in luck. So 5K to 50K training plans, like injury stuff, nutrition, recipes, gear, what to buy, what to wear, where to go, what my favorite races are, all in this book. So get that as well. There's a link in the film description below. And what else do I have to tell you? Oh yes, come on my training camp, please, everybody. So training camp is in April this year. Can't quite remember when it is. I think it's the 22nd of April. So it's 3 days, Friday to Sunday. Check it out, link in the description below. Basically, we're gonna go to the Peak District. We're gonna do 4 amazing runs. I'll be there for the Saturday. Dave Taylor is hosting the rest of the camp. We're gonna learn navigation, running with poles. You'll do a head torch run, and you'll do uphill technique, downhill technique, flat running technique, coaching from Dave, stretching from me, a talk from a nutrition person, And there's free, all the food is included, the accommodation is included. So check out the link in the description below for that. It's Wild Ginger, just Google Wild Ginger Running Training Camp. I run it with Tracks and Trails. So it'll be great to see some of you there. So that's in April. If you don't fancy the training camp, oh, the training camp is for beginner to intermediate runners, by the way, so don't be put off. Like, I am not running at any great speed right now. And also, I'll be chatting and filming as well, as always. So I will be running about, so it doesn't matter if you're slow or fast or whatever. We're all runners as a group. You'll learn loads and meet loads of new friends, so that'll be ace. So the other place where we can all meet up, I'm dying to meet some of you this year, is the National Running Show. So hopefully, fingers crossed, stuff will happen this year. So I am planning to be at the National Running Show on Saturday. I think it's the 22nd of January. Yes, Saturday the 22nd of January in Birmingham. I am planning to be there. Hopefully there'll be a little trail area. I'll give you more news as I get it. I don't know about any book signing kind of official thing at the moment because Bloomsbury haven't decided yet, but I will be there. If it's on, I will definitely be there. So if you've got a book already from me then and you want to get it signed, then bring it along and I'll sign it on Saturday. Cool. Right. So let's read out some people who are here. It's great to have so many people watching. It's fantastic. Happy New Year, everybody. I've really missed running. Oh my God. I've just been feeling like really out of it for the last, this year. It's just like, it's amazing, obviously, having a baby, but it's just so much hard work and it's just relentless and you can't go running when you want. And then when you can, when you have got time to go running, you're too blimmin' knackered. This is our little cherub. He started walking in December. And by Christmas Day, he was walking really, really well. So we dressed him up in this elf suit and, yeah, there he is with one of his favourite toys, a shaky ball that's got rice in it or something, and it makes a noise. He loves anything that makes a noise. And so this is us on Christmas Day, an actual nice photo of me for once, and not looking too tired as well. So, yeah, we had a really nice Christmas. I hope you guys all had a lovely Christmas too. So, yeah, Finley is now in nursery 3 afternoons a week. Got to remember to pick him up actually in an hour. So I'm really pleased. Like, I really like having a kid and everything, but it's really nice to be able to do my job as well. So hopefully I'll be a little bit more in touch this year than I have been. I apologize to anyone who feels like I've just kind of been off the radar a little bit. It's really hard to juggle everything. But yeah, hopefully this is me getting back in the game. So thank you for sticking with me. Thank you if you are a patron. Thank you so much for continuing to be my patron. I really, really do appreciate it. I took a bit of maternity leave over the summer and I did lose about 20 patrons. I was only away for 3 months and then I've kind of been a little bit rubbish for about another 3 months. So sorry about that. And if you do fancy being a patron or coming back to me as patron on Patreon, then I am going to be a bit more involved. So thank you for sticking with me, old patrons, and welcome any new patrons. It's just here, patreon.com/wildgingerrunning. And all patrons get automatic entry into the competition, which I am going to draw in just a moment. We're going to read out some comments first. Let me see who's here. So we've got Peter. Hello, Peter. He says, Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year to you, Peter. And thank you very much for your message on Patreon, wishing me a Happy New Year as well. That was really kind of you. I've just been actually reading all the comments from everybody on YouTube of the Christmas videos that went out. I had a bit of a break and I didn't really touch work in any way, and it was really nice to read so many of you commenting. So please just keep commenting on all my films. It's really nice to hear from you. Just anything that you're doing, any comments on the films, just like, you know, if I've tested this and you've been using that, then just let me know. It's just really nice to hear from you. And just keep in touch, really. Make me feel like I'm not just a mum. So Stuart Newbury said, is Finn not going down to sleep again? Oh yeah, that's because I was a little bit late. No, it's just me faffing around, not being ready on time. Basically, no, Finley's at nursery, so yep, he had a sleep in the pram when they took him out today. Brad says, happy new year everyone. Happy new year to you, Brad. Lovely to hear from you. Hope you had a great time. Becky's here, happy new year. Happy new year to you, Becky. Peter's here, Peter Savage, happy new year everyone. And Stuart Newbury is, he's doing his first 100k, which is Race to the Castle. That looks like a really good one. Really excited for you. So he's only done road marathons and triathlons before, so that's going to be out of the comfort zone. That's brilliant. Yeah, just go for it. That would be a really good first race to do. They really look after you. They do those threshold events. So have fun training for that as well. Kelly's here. Oh, hey, Kelly. I've just been reading all your comments on YouTube. Thank you so much. It's really nice to hear from you. And I hope you had a great Christmas and New Year yourself. Ed is here. Happy New Year to you, Ed. And he says he already has the book. I wouldn't expect anything less of you, Edward. Thank you so much. And hope to see you at the running show. That would be great to see you there. Pete has a question. He says, has anyone done the Maverick Adidas series? There are two coming quite close to him. Oh, I've heard the Maverick races are really good. Are they Adidas now? They were sponsored by Innovate before and they were very good then. So I'm sure they're really, really good, sponsored by Adidas as well. Oh, it'd be cool if Adidas are coming back to sponsoring trail running. That would be cool. I did the Bob Graham round in a pair of their shoes. Can't remember what they're called now, but yeah, they were basically the shoes the Brownlee brothers were wearing at the time. So I thought, oh, I'll get them. And I managed to complete it, but not within 24 hours. Never mind. Arlene M is here. She says, happy new year. Hey, Arlene, how are you doing? It's great to see some people over the other side of the pond getting up. Is it early over there? It depends where you are. But yeah, getting up in the morning whilst we are just heading towards the end of the day here in the UK. Ruth is here. Oh, hey, Ruth, how are you doing? Thank you so much for watching. Kelly says, a cute little elf. Baz Green. Says Mavericks are great. That's cool. Oh, John Airy's here. So John did a double park run on New Year's Day. I wouldn't expect anything less of John. I'm presuming he did the Rutland and the Peterborough. No, he didn't. He was in Norfolk. Sorry, he did not. He did two other ones because the Peterborough and the Stanford ones were both. They were both at the same time. They were both at 9, so that wouldn't have been possible. I did not do parkrun on New Year's Day. I was up. I got up at, I think, 4:45 that morning, and then Finley went back to sleep at 8, and so did I. I did 3K later in the day, and then I did just a wild swim as well. That was brilliant. It was freezing cold, but I've got a new wetsuit, and that makes it really fun. Does anybody else do any wild swimming? Anybody? Let me know if you do, either in the live chat or the comments below. It's so nice to see everyone. It's great. I'm going to do live broadcasts at this time more. It seems like loads of people are watching. Loads of people can watch R4. Jamin says hi. Hey, Jamin, how are you? Good luck in the competition. Peter says not being ready on time comes as standard when you have children. I know. Phil says happy new year. Oh, and he's going to post a review for my book on Amazon later on. Oh, thank you so much, Phil. Thank you very much for your comments on YouTube as well. I was reading them just now and it's really, really nice to hear from you. So this is the book that Phil is talking about for anybody who's joined us just now. Ultimate Trail Running Handbook, and it is available on Amazon and independent bookstores as well if you don't like Amazon, which not everyone does. Injury stuff, training plans, recipes, gear, what to buy, what to wear, what to say, what to do, stories from real runners, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, loads of stuff in there. So thank you, Phil, for buying this book, and thank you anybody else for buying this book. If you want a link to it easily, I think I've got my shop thingamabob here. Let me just have a look if I can put that up so that you can. So this is my shop. I have a shop online where you can buy all sorts of stuff, including a link to my training camps and my book. And also, you can buy a tree from Trees Not Teas on there as well, which is really cool. Where's the link gone? To my shop. Maybe it is here. Let me find it. Oh, this is the training camp. And this is what happens on our training camps. Woo! It's super fun. come join me in April. Ah, here we go. The shop. Here we go. Right, there it is. The shop is down there. I'll just leave that there. That will be useful, won't it? If you want one of these buffs or a book. You can tell it's New Year. I'm feeling poor, can't you? And also 20 patrons have left me since I did maternity leave. So, yeah, trying to gen up some, like, be good at business this year. That's my goal for this year. Ed's going to be at the National Running Show. That is great. I will see you there then, Ed. Bring your book if you want me to sign it. That's a little bit presumptuous there, but just in case. Richard Howard says, nice to hear we had a good Christmas. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Richard. And, Becky McCoy has some inside info on Adidas. Great. Ooh, lots of kits there. Brilliant. Oh, that sounds great. The Castle, Race of the Castle participants used Adidas jackets in the storms. They had storms on day one. Oh, wow. Yikes. I do actually have an Adidas jacket. I did have one ages ago. I gave it to my sister, actually. She was wearing it when we last walked together. I had one, and they're really good. Yep, very good. They're not just a fashion brand. Rob Cullen is here as well. Happy New Year to you, Rob. Great to hear from you. And thank you for your support on Patreon as well. Right. So John Aries just clarified it was a parkrun followed by a 10K. Oh my goodness. So he didn't just do two 5Ks, he did a 5K and then a 10K. Amazing. Cool. That's cool. Well done, John. Very, very good. I'm very, very pleased for you. Excellent. Oh, Lee Summer is here as well. If you want me to shout out something, then do write it on the live chat because I'm going to read them all out. So, yes. So don't write anything that you don't want me to read out because I will read it out. Lee Summer says, good evening all from a snowy Catterick Garrison in North Yorkshire. First time attender to live broadcast. Amazing. It's nice to hear from you, Lee. And I hope that you have signed up to some good races this year. We're all discussing here today what new races we're going to do this year, 2022. I haven't signed up for any yet, apart from I do run a race, as in I organise a race. It's called the Neame Valley Trail, and I don't have a link just here, but it's basically, if you type in Neame Valley Race, Neame Valley Races, then it will come up with my race. And I don't know if you saw, there was a film that came out on Christmas Day, which was Guy Greatorex, one of my longtime amazing patrons. He ran the 20 miler, which is not to be sniffed at. It was really quite hilly for a race around here. And he ran the 20 miler and he filmed all the way around with my GoPro for me. And we made it into a film and it went out on Christmas Day. So well done to Guy for doing that. Thank you so much, Guy. And you can watch Guy do the 20 miler. A guy called Tony Reeves did the 10 miler and he made a film of it, so that's on the website as well. Neame Valley Races, just Google it, should come up. And just this Monday, my film of the races, like a little promo film, came out, so you can find out more about it. I'll put a link to it, like, not up here, I'll put a link in the film description below to the race. Be great to see you all in June. So there, opportunities to hang out with me and meet me and say hello. National Running Show, Saturday the 22nd of January. My training camp in April. I'll be there on Saturday the 22nd of April. And then our Neame Valley Trail Races, 10 and 20 milers, on Saturday the 11th of June. So lots of Saturdays and all, like, related to 11 and 22. Cool. Okay, so another hello before we get onto the competition from Mike Shannon in Wyoming in the USA. Welcome everybody across the other side of the pond. It's lovely to see you here, Mike. Fantastic. Okay, so what we do is draw the monthly competition on this live broadcast. So we have loads of prizes for December. We actually had £434 worth of prizes, which is pretty darn cool, isn't it? And I must just mention one new patron. Yay! A new patron, Jew Eduardes Evans. So thank you so much, June, for becoming a patron. It's fantastic to welcome you to the gang. Remember to sign up to our exclusive Facebook group where I tell you stuff first, you know, like how this is happening, etc. And, you know, there's people chatting there about gear and all sorts of things, people asking advice, and it's very friendly. And also you can join our Strava group as well if you are Strava minded. You can follow me on Strava if you want as well. Basically, it's like, I didn't think anyone was really watching me on Strava, so I just wrote whatever I liked. So it's a very no holds barred insight into my life. Like, my auntie read it and she said to my mum, Claire shares everything on Strava, doesn't she? Because I was putting about how I was coming back from to running after having Finley, and basically how I was weeing myself. So she was a little bit shocked, as the older generation often are, at the stuff that gets shared these days. But I just think you've got to be honest, haven't you? Like, if that's happening, it's happening. So, you know, yeah. So anyway, if you don't want a no holds barred view of my life, then don't go on Strava. Just follow me on Instagram for the much kind of cleaner, oh, everything isn't everything lovely view of life of Claire. Right. So keep it coming in the live chat, all the comments, what races you're doing this year, and I'll give you a shout out. If you want me to read out what race you're doing, then shout out in the live chat. But we'll crack on now with this competition. Oh, I hope I've got all the pictures loaded. So in the December competition, which is the one we're drawing today, we had the fantastic, the amazing Silver Cross Trail 6 Ultra Head Torch. I believe they've just upgraded this to the 7. Silver Cross Trail 7 Ultra, possibly, I don't know. So it might be the 6 or the 7. Either way, it's a fantastic head torch, and you can't go far wrong with this. I've just done a film about super bright head torches promoting the Silver Cross Trail 7 XT, which is really, really good. So I did actually use it as a light when one of my lights failed, it fell over. The reason it's a bit dark today is because they're both in the attic, because we had everyone here for Christmas and I couldn't fit all the stuff in this room because Finley had to be in here. So I've actually got two head torches over there lighting me, but it's not very good. So anyway, I'll remember to get the lights down from the attic when we put the Christmas decorations back up this week. Anyway, stop waffling, Claire. Right, we're doing the competition. Right, the next gift is the Morton gift box worth 60 quid. Now, this is an incredible prize. Every month, Morton gives us this amazing gift box of energy gels and energy drinks. It's fantastic. It doesn't taste like sickly like all those usual gels do. It's really, really nice. Then we've got some Harrier Helvellyn poles. Now, I don't know what this picture is. I'm just going to flash it up. Nope, that's a picture of Finley. Oopsie. Here they are. Right, okay. Harrier Helvellyn poles. Here they are. That's what we've got in the prize draw. They are worth £69. They are the Carbon Z poles, and very kindly gifted to us from Harrier, who make incredibly good kit for very, very, very reasonable prices. So thank you so much for them for this amazing prize. Then we have some, this is a new brand, it's called LumiLife, and they have given us a base layer. It's called the LumiLife BetaTech Merino Base Layer, and it's worth £70. Now, I have one and it is incredibly warm. In fact, it's freezing today, so I think I'm going to put it on to go and pick Finley up from nursery and then go to running club. I'm going to running club for the first time in like a year. Ah, I'm so excited. So in celebration of that, I have eaten probably about four Hotel Chocolats today, just in preparation for that. Right, and then the next prize we have is the Nic Wax waterproofing. We've got Tech Wash and TX Direct washing, and a Paramo t-shirt as well, and that's all worth £50. So if you need to re-waterproof any of your waterproof items or wash any of your running stuff that's a bit smelly, then wash it in Tech Wash and TX Direct. I have made a film recently about re-waterproofing your waterproof gear to go with this competition. So if you just Google Knickwax or water, no, Google waterproofing and plus Wild Ginger running, and it will come up in Google. Basically, if you want to know anything about running, Google your query. So type in your query and then write Wild Ginger after it, and it should, if I've done anything on the topic, it should come up. So that's how you use my kind of like archive of videos in the search. So if I, you know, if you want to know if I've reviewed something or done some advice on something or training or gear, then just type in Wild Ginger Running after your search. Okay, and the final prize is Robbie Britton's book. Where's his book? Robbie Britton, here we go, here's his book. Right, it's called 1001 Running Tips. So it's really funny, actually. Like, Robbie is a really fun guy. I did a live interview with him in December, so Google Robbie Britton plus Wild Ginger Running if you want to listen to that. It's also on the podcast. I do a podcast of all the live broadcasts as well. So if you Google Robbie Britton Wild Ginger Running, it should come up with both of those things. If not, it will come up with my website where it will say... where it will give you the links to the film and the podcast as well. So that book is worth £25. It's got packed full of tons of coaching tips, tons of bits of advice, nuggets of information for all hard-won bits of advice from Robbie's own experience and all of his coaching research and qualifications as well. So that is an awesome, awesome book. And it's just really easy to read because it's just in little bite-sized nuggets. So you could put it in the bathroom and just read it every time you go to the loo or something like that. It's eminently readable is what I'm trying to say. Okay, so we're going to draw the results of this competition, and then I'm going to tell you what is in the January competition. Whoop whoop. Okay, right, let's go for it. And then keep your comments coming and I'll read them all out after I've drawn the competition. Let me know what races you're doing in 2022. Yeah, let's go for it, guys. And I need to think of a race to aim for in 2022 as well. I need to think of something to do. Maybe some ideas for me as well. So thanks, guys. Right, first of all, let's spin the thingamabob for the winner of the Silver Cross Trail 6 Ultra. Oh, make the noise. Hang on, I've got it on mute. That's why it's not making the noise. Ah, there you go. Did you hear it? Boop. There we go. Okay, it's making the noise. Okay. Right, so the winner of the Silver Cross Trail 6 Ultra is none other than Pat O'Neill. Congratulations, Pat. This torch will be winging its way to you shortly. Right, let's crack on. Next one. The Morton Nutrition is this one. Okay, it stopped on Phil Royal. Congratulations, Phil. Oh, people are telling me that the feed is dropping in and out. Oh dear, that's a shame. It might be raining here. That might be it. I wondered why there was all of a sudden like one person on it. Is everyone back? Well, hopefully people can catch up later. It's still going at my end. I hope everyone's not dropping out again. I hope we've got everyone back. I'll just shout out the window. Stop using the internet, everyone in Stamford. Okay, so right, we've done two prizes. We've got Pat O'Neill for the Silver Cross Trail 6 Ultra. We've got Phil Royal for the Morton Nutrition. And now we need to do the draw for the Helvellyn Poles. Let's go. There's the sound. Okay, it's stopped on Helen Lindley Jones. Congratulations, Helen. You have won the Harrier Helvellyn Carbon Z Poles. They will be airlifted to you shortly. And let's go for it. Right, Lumi Life Beta Tech Merino Base Layer is Jose Kilbride. Congratulations, Joe. Oh, maybe it's Jose. Jose. Is it Jose? I think it might be Jose. You have won the Lumilec Beta Tech Merino Base Layer. Congratulations to you. It's very, very warm. Let's crack on. I hope nobody else has lost the broadcast. Peter says maybe Finn's found the router. No, he's at nursery. He can't cause any havoc. Right, so the Knickwax waterproofing is going to be... I never know how to pronounce your name, Mick. I'm sorry. Mick Sewville. who I believe lives on the Isle of Jersey. Is it Jersey? I think he does. Somewhere where they speak a lot of French. Great. Congratulations, Mick. You've won the Nick Wax waterproofing and the Paramo t-shirt. Cool. And the final prize is the Robbie Britton book, 1001 Running Tips. Oh no, the spinning thing's spinning. Oh, this is really annoying. I'm going to shout down to Steve and get him to stop using the internet, maybe. Okay, Robbie Britton's book has been won by Steph Hall. Congratulations, Steph. That is all the prizes. And I am just going to pause for one moment to see if the broadcast is still running. Let me just type it in. Is the broadcast playing up? Argh. Yeah, it keeps dropping out. Oh, it should be back. Let me just go and tell Steve not to use the internet for a bit and see if that helps. 1 minute, everybody. Right. Oh, sorry everyone, I'm back. Basically, I just pulled the router out 1 meter further towards my room. My room is like the furthest away in the house that you can be. And for some reason, the walls in this house are made of like solid steel or something, because the router, we've got all these extender things, but they still don't work. But it seems like 20 people are watching now. So hopefully everybody's back in the game. Yay, just come back. Oh. Cool. Okay. Sorry, everybody. I'll just recap on the prizes I drew whilst the broadcast was being dodgy. Okay. So the silver torch was won by Pat O'Neill. The Morton Nutrition Phil Royal. Harrier Helvellyn Carbon Z Poles was Helen Lindley Jones. Lumi Life Beta Tech Merino Base Layer was Jose Kilbride. The Nick Wax Waterproofing and the Paramo T-shirt was Mick Suville, and Robbie Britton's book was won by Steph Hall. So congratulations to all the winners. Let's not type their names. Let's not say congratulations, blah, 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 because then they won't have to watch the whole broadcast. The idea is that they have to watch the whole thing and get really excited, and then it was a surprise for them when their name is drawn. So so sorry about the dropout, guys. I'm gonna just get rid of all these prizes, and then I'm gonna read out some of the cool things you've been saying, apart from, oh, the broadcast has dropped out. So let's see what everybody has been saying. And yay, cool. Yes, the broadcast. Sorry, I should have pulled the router out before. I didn't realize. We hide the router behind the telly, and we put a soft play thing so that Finley doesn't grab it, and I forgot that it was back under there, so that probably didn't help. Okay, right, so anybody who's doing races in 2022, put them up now and I will read them out, and then I'll just go through the prizes for January as well. And yes, here we go. Right, Arlene says, oh, this sounds exciting. Arlene says she is doing the Montane Spine Race virtually through January. Cool. So, she's on day 4 and she's on 50 miles and she's already tired. So you've got to do 268 miles throughout the whole of January. That is incredible, Arlene. Fingers crossed for you. Keep going. Just little and often, I suppose. A little bit every day. I have no idea how those runners do it in 83 hours. I mean, they're the pros, aren't they? That doing it in that short time. I don't know how anyone does it over 7 days even. It wouldn't be fun. And it'd be mostly dark. So I'd rather do it over 2 weeks and sleep every night, a good full night's sleep, and see all the views, because it's beautiful, the Pennine Way. So But that is amazing, Arlene. What a challenge. Let me know how that goes. We really want to hear from you as you go through that. Keep posting on the Facebook patrons Facebook page, and we'll support you in that. Cool. Best of luck. Lee, oh no, I've read that one out. Brad is doing another attempt at the Canadian near-death marathon. Oh, wow. He finished it last year, but he was 1.5 hours after the cutoff. Good on you for carrying on after the cutoff. That's really cool. Like, you did it. So in my eyes, you're still a winner. You still did it. Kelly is going to follow Arlene's journey on Strava. Cool. Yeah, this is the cool thing about patrons. They all support each other. Yeah, and then Peter says, oh, one day all the patrons will have the Silver Cross Trail. I know, yeah, so there's 130 patrons, so it's going to take 130 months, potentially. And some people could end up with two. Ed Chapman is going to do the, oh, wow, he's going to do the Kalahari O'Grabis Extreme. Wow, that's like harder than the Marathon de Sables. So, wow, I hope you get into that, Ed. That will be amazing to watch you on that. That's in October. John Airy has gone off topic. His car has failed his MOT. That's a shame, John. I hope it's okay for you. And then the Wi-Fi dropped out, so everybody's chatting about the Wi-Fi. Hannah's here. Hi, Hannah. Happy New Year to you as well. That's great to hear from you. And her training this year is going to be revolving around Cape Wrath Ultra. Okay, well, you've got to watch my video. You probably have already. I've done a video about me failing to do the Cape Wrath Ultra. So I hope you do better than I do, Hannah. If you want any tips, just message me on Patreon. Don't know if I'm the right person to give you tips because I didn't complete it, but I can tell you, maybe I can tell you more things than someone who's completed it, because, you know, you learn more when you fail, don't you? So good luck for that, and good luck for your training. I would say hills, 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 hike, hike, hike. That's what I would say. Great, 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 great. Chris Williams says Happy New Year, and everybody's saying the broadcast is back. Kelly says congrats to the winners, and everyone is back. Chris Williams wants to know what model the head torch is. It is the Silver Cross Trail 6 Ultra that is in the prize. So if you are a patron, you will be in a chance with a chance to win. So it's patreon.com/wildgingerrunning. It's up there. If you want, every patron is entered every single month automatically into the competition, and the competition is just for patrons. So that is who can win. Right, Leon's here. Hey, he has booked the Maverick races in Kent, Maverick Jurassic Coast Ultra, and UTS 50 booked so far. Cool, cool, cool events. That's amazing. Brilliant. Very exciting. Good luck. Maybe I should do a Maverick event. Everyone's doing it. Belpa Rover. Ooh, that one sounds like it might be quite near to me. I have got relatives in Belpa. Steve's auntie and uncle live there. That's interesting. I'm searching for events too. Phil is doing the 24-hour ultra event at the Suffolk Trail Festival. Oh, cool. He's hiring a VW camper van. Can't wait. Amazing. That sounds cool. Ah, tell me all about that, Phil, when you've done it. Kelly has booked a road half marathon for March. Wow, Mount Toby 50k for April, Jay Peak in 50k in September, and a few easier 50ks in the middle. Easier 50ks? Wow. You have reached some level there, Kelly, if you think the 50k is easy. What great goals, everybody, for 2022. That sounds fantastic. Keep your goals coming if you want me to read them out, because, you know, when you tell someone your goal, you're kind of accountable, aren't you? So you've got to do it. But I'll crack on now with the prizes for January. So we have got some ace prizes for January. We've got silver, the perennial Silver Cross Trail 6 Ultra Head Torch. Soon every single patron will have one, of course. Then we have got the Morton gift box as well. Super, super good nutrition goodies from them. And a water bottle. I use their water bottle all the time. Oh, I've got one just here. I was just thinking I needed a drink. This is their water bottle. It's really good. Nice handy size. Fits in the pram. And really easy to use. Doesn't leak. More to the point. Fulfills its duty as a water bottle. Right, okay, so the other two prizes for January are, right, we've got a Helvellyn. We've got Helvellyn, oh no, not the poles. Helvellyn Exmoor jacket here, worth £89. So this is new from Harrier. They have given us a jacket worth £89. It's the Harrier Exmoor jacket, waterproof jacket. And Alpkit have given us £100 worth of clothing. They haven't specified what clothing, but I'm sure that will become apparent when the winner wins their prizes. They've given me a load of clothing, and I'm about to, maybe tomorrow I'm going to be filming about the clothing that they've given me. They've given me some kind of fleecy stuff, winter stuff, and it's all really cool, but I'm just testing it just now, so I'm guessing they're going to give you a bit of that. So stay tuned as I update you on that, and let me just push this up here so that it comes above there. Okay, right, there we go. Well, is that good? Does that look all right? Put that there. That kind of looks okay, doesn't it? Sort of. Put that there. Yeah. Oh, that'll do. Right. Let's put that under there. Sorry. Just trying to mess about with this stuff. I know. If I put the competition up here and put that there and put you here. Oh, just delete you. Ah, sorry. This is not scintillating viewing, is it? You go there. Ah, not you. Right. Talk amongst yourselves, everybody. Sorry. Alpkit should be there. And this can be here. Right. There we go. Now we're cooking with gas. Here we go. Competition. Make you bigger. Oh, damn it. Right. Be bigger. Be big. Right. There we go. Big. There we go. That looks good, doesn't it? And that. Line it all up. Yay! Cool. Okay. Just see me in the window there. Cool. Okay. That's amazing. These are the prizes, basically. Sorry if I've lost everyone there. These are the prizes for January 2021. They are worth a total of £409. So thank you for bearing with me while I just put them all in the right place there. And so basically, to be in with a chance to win these amazing prizes, you have to be a supporter of mine on Patreon. So there you go. Patreon.com/wildgingerrunning. Let's make that nice and big again. And yeah, you can all be in with a chance to win these prizes. There's only 130 patrons at the moment, so it's really, really good odds. The odds are in your favour. So yeah, support me there, buy a buff, and buy a book, and get a place on my training camp at wildgingerrunning.co.uk/shop, and come see me at the National Running Show, come and see me on my training camp in April, and come and see me at the Neem Valley Races, 10 and 20 mile races in June. So for any information, either type me a comment if you can't find it in the film description below, but there's basically below this film there's a little arrow. If you click that, it will drop down with like a menu of everything. So there'll be all the prizes there, there'll be like links to everything that I've talked about just now, and if there's not, type me a comment below and I will update it for you. Cool, so it's been lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much for sharing your 2022 goals. If you weren't here on the live chat, then please do share your 2022 goals with me on YouTube in the comments below, and keep your comments coming because it really does keep me motivated and alive. If you can think of any races for me to do that aren't too far away from Stanford, then let me know. I am all ears for ideas for races in 2022. So let me know what races you are doing and what races you think I might like to do in 2022. Okay, gotta go pick up Finley from nursery now. And the whole thing starts all over again. See you guys, see you out on the trails. Have a brilliant 2022. And yeah, hopefully the internet won't drop out next time. Woo! See you guys, great to chat. Have a lovely day, bye!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.